fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 9th day of August, year of our 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We typically have Deputy Hendricks with us to do the pledge, and we do have Deputy Hendricks. All right, and we'll begin with Deputy Hendricks. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. Turn over to you, Deputy.
Good morning to the lovely Mrs. Moore. Good morning, John, and good morning, Ken. Please join me as a pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well done. Sounds like you're underwater this morning. Are you in a remote location there, Deputy?
I had some problems earlier, so I guess it's...
Oh, God. Okay, maybe you need a better telephone. We really can barely understand what you're saying. We heard the pledge most pretty good, pretty well. Okay, well, we'll have to wrap this up for this week, and maybe next week you can have a better situation with your telephone.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir. And, patient waiting to green room is my friend Chance. Chance is the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods, where all the food is non-GMO. Much of it is organic. And hopefully he doesn't sound too hollow like he did a moment ago. Good morning, Chance.
Good morning, sir. Let's do this.
Yeah, you sound like you're on a speakerphone there.
No, sir.
Are you on a speakerphone or what? Chance? I think he's reconnecting somehow. Didn't have very good quality audio there. He'll be back with us in a moment. All right. Let's see what's going on here. My wife and my IT guy were helping me yesterday. We're doing testing on new equipment. It was a challenge. Things broken we didn't expect. Things working perfectly as they should have. And it looks like Chance is on mute for the time being. Maybe he can get that squared away and get back with us. Here's a headline at the Liberty Daily. President Trump reveals the dirty January 6th congressional committee illegally destroyed their records and documents that show now that he has full subpoena power. You see, that's one of the dangers of suing somebody or charging somebody with a crime, is you give them the power of subpoena, which is marvelous. I started working with subpoenas beginning in the 1973, when I first became a homicide detective for the state of Missouri. There's two kinds of subpoenas. There was a subpoena, it's a plain subpoena, which is just called a subpoena, which is to subpoena documents or three-dimensional objects. And there's a subpoena deuces tecum, which is a subpoena for a human being to show up and give testimony. They're both very powerful tools and very effective tools. The legal teams I've worked with for decades have made great use of subpoenas, and they've helped us to prove innocent men to be innocent. They've helped us to win litigation and get the outcome our client was looking for. Very, very important. And the general public have an awareness that subpoenas exist, but they really, the general public doesn't know how strong and how valuable a tool subpoenas have. And of course, the people in Congress know very well how powerful subpoenas are. And that's why they committed the crime, and it is a crime, to destroy documents of this nature. There's probably documents and videotapes, both records and documents and videotapes. And Chance, are you back with us? Okay, he's doing a sound check with my engineer. Hopefully he'll be back with us in a moment. The headline above that in bright red is America Less. Joe Biden's billions for Ukraine could have built two walls across the southern border of the United States and Mexico. And let's see, I'm getting a note from Chance here, and he's going to disconnect and reconnect. Hopefully it'll be a better connection at that time. It's kind of ironic. Within 24 hours of Joe Biden taking office, he shut down the pipeline that was being built from Canada. He cut off the funding to build the wall to protect us from illegal aliens coming from about 140 different countries, including our enemies, Russia and China. Iran and other countries that mean us harm. We got some issues going on here that my engineer is dealing with. Texas was putting a floating barricade up in the Rio Grande River, and the federal government suing the Texas government over doing that. I think it was Arizona that was erecting their own border wall using shipping containers, also called connexes. The government put a stop to that. And I should go back. I don't know if RBN's website's back up. Maybe my engineer can let me know if RBN's website is back up and running. It wasn't running Monday. We did an interview with Bill Fortune, the author of One Second After, and it's going to be released. I think it's going to be released in about a week or so, 5 years after. The internet was down, so majority of our listeners listen on the internet. I don't believe there's RBN archives for Monday, but I have my own archives on Rumble and Brighteon and others. Let's go through these platforms real quick here so I can give you a quick heads up on our archives. We have Brighteon, BitChute, Rumble, Patreon, Facebook, CloudHub, X, Truth Social, Gab, and Frank Social. So let's see, and that was for Monday. So if you like to use any of those platforms, my archives are there. I strongly encourage you to listen to the interview with Mr. Fortune. This interview served to introduce Andrew from EMP Shield to Mr. Fortune. I'm highly confident we'll be doing more interviews with myself and Mr. Fortune, and it's going to be a good working relationship. Bill Fortune has credit for waking up tens of thousands of Americans and people from other countries of the true nature of the dangers of EMP, and that's a matter of life and death, literally, to have that awareness and to take action to survive that kind of situation. Looks like our technical issues with Chance continue. It looks like he may join us on the telephone here. I do strongly urge everybody to listen to that interview the first hour. Of course, hours 2 and 3, the Firearms Monday is always interesting. Next Monday, I'll be on with Andrew live, and then Sam's going to take the next 2 hours because I have a breakfast engagement with all the folks in Des Moines, wrapping up the Des Moines event. So Sam will take the show the second 2 hours on Monday, Firearms Monday. He's already got a couple of guests in mind that he wants to bring on board. It'll be a good 2 hours. These congressmen who destroyed these records and documents, they've committed crimes. They've committed crimes. And the way things have been going, I doubt there's going to be any prosecution for those crimes, although there should be. Okay. Chance, are you with us?
Yes, sir. How's the audio?
Good audio. Thank you, sir. I was just mentioning, I don't know if my engineer was busy. I don't know if RBN's website is back up and running or not. Maybe she can let me know. But Monday it was not, and we had an excellent first hour interviewing Bill Fortune, the author of One Second After and the soon-to-be-released 5 Years After. It's being released later this month. I'm encouraging everybody to listen to that show because Bill Fortune is a bona fide expert in the effects of EMP attack. And he's personally responsible, Chance, for waking up many thousands of people nationwide and worldwide. This Skype messaging thing is really aggravating, whether everything gets repeated twice. Looks like the RBN archives are still down, but the website is up. So, you know, if you want to listen to any of my shows this week, use the archives, my archives, that are up and running full speed that I just mentioned. And Chance, I know you're a busy guy, but you might enjoy that first hour yourself Monday. The interview was fascinating, and I think there's going to be some follow-ups with Mr. Fortune. You're pretty aware yourself of the consequences of an EMP attack, aren't you?
Yes, you would be correct on both accounts. Not only do I like the subject, but we talk about it with our customers on a regular basis, and you and I have talked about it for the past couple of years. It's an important issue, and a lot of folks don't take it seriously. Unfortunately, John, trust me when I tell you this, that, you know, folks are like, well, no, you know, this is not going to be an issue for us. We've got a great, you know, power grid, and we've got generators. They don't seem to understand that the way that we enjoy our technology now will come to a stark end very quickly after an EMP. And at that point, you need to be prepared or you will become a victim. And here's something that maybe we have talked about. These, I hate to group people in boxes, but, you know, there's a group of people between the ages of 12 and probably 30 that will go absolutely bananas, bonkers, if they don't have their smartphones, their tablets, their computers. I mean, they don't play outside anymore. They're constantly on these devices. Can you imagine if they lost that for a week, 2 weeks, a month, et cetera, it would be, I think, you know, craziness, just absolute craziness. What do you think?
Well, I personally observed that. There's a young man I know who is, I think he's 18 or 19. I've known this boy for about 3 years, and his family, his mom and dad, they're great. It's a great family. He's a great kid on one hand. On the other, I've never seen him anywhere without being wired into his device and having earphones on. It's just amazing that it would be all his waking hours, which is typically, I would guess, about 18 hours a day or so, that he's wired into this device, listening to whatever the hell he's listening to, which I don't have a clue. But from talking to other folks, apparently for young men and women under age 30, this has become a quite common phenomenon, hasn't it?
It absolutely has. And I guess this is the issue that we're dealing with. We remember a time where, you know, after dinner, you know, and the homework was done, we'd go to our room and we'd read a book. How about that, folks? Read a book, learn something. Some of the information that's out there, that's available, the content, is just, like on TikTok and things like that, it's just plain disgusting and stupid. And that's what these kids are filling their heads with on a daily basis. I'll give you an example. My wife and I were out, I think it was a movie that had just been released right before COVID. And there were a group of kids sitting outside on the curb next to each other, brother, but they were chatting. You could see they were laughing and chatting with their phones, typing right. And chatting with their phones. Instead, they're sitting right next to each other, you know? I'm right. Just like, this is ridiculous.
Well, let's take that analogy and go 12 time zones away to India. In India, now I've got reports, and the wife of my webmaster is a native of India, by the way. I've got reports that in India, there might be a neighborhood where they don't have electricity in their homes or lights. The children in the neighborhood will gather around a street light to read books. That's how bad they want to learn. They know in India that in order to advance in society, it doesn't matter which society, in any society, you have to have knowledge and education. They want to they want to learn so desperately that they'll go outside the home, sit on the sidewalk underneath the streetlight in order to read their books. I can't imagine American boys and girls doing that, can you?
No, I can't see that. And as far as education goes, our test scores do indicate, for the most part, I'm not talking about private schools and homeschooling, but public school system, our test scores are some of the lowest in the world when you compare to major countries across the globe. It's interesting to note, though, that the two lowest are in the United States and the UK.
Well, let's take that a little step further now. Would it be a fair statement, Chance, that if your child suffering from a chronic disease, doesn't matter which one, that's probably going to inhibit and hold back your energy and your desire to move forward with your education, and for the most part, would you agree with that?
Yes, agreed.
Now, with that in mind, Robert Kennedy Jr., I love this guy. He says that 57% of American children have a chronic disease. Now, that's our future. And I've talked about this same thing even further. 4 out of 5 youngsters that could of the correct age to join the military cannot join the military because they're too fat, too dumb, too drugged up, or have too many criminal convictions, or a combination of the four. That's our future. Now, the remaining 20%, the Fortune 500, they want them real bad. They can offer better pay and better benefits, and nobody's shooting at them, which is why the military is having such a terrible time. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Gentlemen, this hour is sponsored by Simply Clean Foods, where all the food is non-GMO. Much of it is organic. There's always new foods being added on a regular basis. And there's a panel at my website at thelibertyman.com, which is directly linked to Simply Clean Foods. And there's a special package that Chance has put together a couple of years ago to help you get a great foods at a great price and help my show as well. Tell us about that real quick, if you would, Chance.
Yes, sir. That's the Liberty Man Pack that can be found on our website under various packages that are available, but this package is pretty special. It does contain a nice assortment of some of the most popular fruits and vegetables. This is almost a 30-day food supply for one person, and it supports the channel and the Veterans Outreach Program. So I encourage you. I do have one new item that I'd like to mention.
Please.
It'll be available this evening online. It is an Italian rotini pasta. However, it's made with zucchini and spinach. And we just sampled this Monday, and it is absolutely tasty. It's really, really amazing. It does have a non-GMO wheat product, but it's not to the degree that you'd find in a regular pasta. It's very, very low, and it's a very good high-quality wheat. So I would encourage folks to try that out, especially if you like a vegetable-based pasta. It's absolutely delicious. Should be on our website this evening for $19.95, which is a great price for almost, I think it's 10 servings of this wonderful, wonderful pasta. Very clean, no additives, just a beautifully, beautiful product.
Absolutely. We haven't talked for a while about these shelters, these portable fold-up shelters. What's the status of that? Are they linked from the Simply Clean website?
No, sir. So our website went live a week ago and immediately crashed. I don't know what type of bugs that we're dealing with. It's sponsored by GoDaddy, the site is, and that's a very good host. However, it lasted less than an hour and went down hard. So they're working on that. Let's talk about the shelters just for
please,
a minute.
Please, the size, how they work, and the setup time, and what they cost.
Yes, sir. You got it. So these shelters are very, very interesting, being that they are collapsible, but they do weigh about 2,500 pounds. They fold down in the middle to be transported only 3 feet high on a 20-foot flatbed trailer. They're completely insulated with rock wool insulation. They already have electricity in, meaning there's outlets inside as well as ceiling lights. They are very, very nice, attractive. What I mean by that, they can be placed somewhere on your property, in your backyard.
The simple size?
20 feet long, 8 foot wide, and approximately 7 foot tall. So would fit the average adult, male or female.
Right.
Room enough for one adult and one child. One adult would be preferable. They come empty and less for $5,800, which is very feasible.
What's the price again?
$5,800.
Okay.
And that's FOB Texas. You would be responsible for the shipping, but we can help you load those. And here's what's great is you can set this up with a tractor, with a skid steer, with a backhoe, anything that can lift the top portion up. You lock it into place, put the bolts in, and you are good to go. What's also great is this is not a permanent structure. You can tie it down, yes, with anchors, but you can also move it if you don't like your view, right? So really, really a great shelter, heavy duty. Again, it weighs 2,500 pounds. And then the last thing is we do have a package that can go in it. You can have a stainless steel sink. That's preferable, by the way. They last pretty much forever. Stainless steel cabinet, a futon bed that sleeps one adult just fine, a sink and a toilet in the back, as well as a shower. And the whole package put together, they ship separately, is $8,500. Now, folks, if you go to price out a tiny house, for example, you're going to pay quite a bit more than that fully, self-contained with all of your furniture in. So reach out to us. It's a different number. That's 512-483-4178. 512-483-4178.
Got it. Okay. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
Weekend, I'll be one of the speakers. Alex Jones will make a video appearance. I thought he's going to be there in person. He's making a video appearance. Anyway, Des Moines, Iowa, this weekend, the 12th and 13th of 12th and 13th of August, I'll be speaking Sunday morning. Details and tickets available at thelibertyman.com. We add to the COVID section on my website 2-3 times a week. There are several articles and videos by Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer, who now says, he's not mincing words at all, that all the COVID vaccines are meant and designed and supposed to hurt and kill people. It's about the strongest words that you'll hear from a man who has world-class credentials. Of course, also at my website, if you have issues with pain, you need an energy cleaner. Yeah, I'm talking to you, you folks out there with pain, arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain. You folks out there listening to me have sleep issues, same thing. Check out the energy cleaner at my website. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. My address is right there also. And keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. My toll-free hour line is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Chance, the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods, where all the food is non-GMO, much of it is organic, and you have Is pretty much everything in stock, ready for immediate shipment chance? Is that accurate?
Yes, sir. We've got a very nice inventory. I've got a truck coming in this week with a lot of vegetables, hand-selected vegetables, to add to that inventory. One thing I should mention is we just roasted coffee, picked it up yesterday. It is being pouched today. Guys, if you have not had our organic Honduran coffee, made, of course, with no pesticides, all natural fertilizers, grown at the high elevations. It is so smooth. John, you've had our coffee. Our producer on the other line here, she's had our coffee. It is so smooth. It is so clean. But don't let it fool you. It's got a light to medium roast and highly caffeinated. It will definitely get you going in the morning. So yeah, that is available. Anyone who orders coffee today will get that newest roast because we were sold out.
All right. Well, that's good to know. And you talk to folks all over the country. What kind of feedback are you getting, if any, regarding vaccination regret or vaccination deaths or injuries?
It does come up in conversation right after inflation. That's the first topic, of course. Mm-hmm. But it does come up in conversation. Many people, and John, this might sound a little strange, but many people say the same thing. It's odd. They say, you know, it's a God thing. For some reason, when COVID first hit and the vaccinations were out there, something told me to not get the shot. And all around me, my friends, my relatives, they're either sick, they've been in the hospital, or they've passed. I was saved by grace. And I just find it interesting when you hear the same thing, John, and I'm sure you'll agree with this. So many people saying the same thing. Isn't that interesting that many of the believers out there didn't get the shot because they felt in their spirit that it was not the right thing to do?
Right, right. Well, at my website, you can hear the warnings I issued along with Dr. Horowitz. The 7th day of May, 2020, where we both said, first of all, you can't develop a safe and safe and effective vaccine in 9 months or less. You can't do that. And I stated my belief, which is proven to be true. I just had a belief at the time, no evidence, but I now have evidence that the vaccines were already in refrigerators waiting to be distributed in the spring of 2020. Meeting more people now, a chance that express vaccine regret. I'm a Republican committeeman. I've had a couple of committee members tell me privately that they regret getting the vaccine, and they become massive researchers when it comes to the vaccines and COVID and so forth. They want to learn as much as they can. I don't know that's going to do any good because you can't be unvaccinated. In fact, it's coming Monday. My friend Sam Andrews is going to take the second 2 hours. I'll be at a breakfast meeting with the Red Pill people. But he's working with a couple of doctors that are looking to develop a special filtration system to filter human blood to take out the bad things, which may be effective early on. I would say maybe within the first couple of weeks you've been vaccinated, but after that, these structures start growing inside your arteries and veins, and they have little look like tentacle things that will grab a hold of the edges of the arteries and grab a hold of them and won't allow them to be filtered out. So I don't have high hopes that any filtration system will work for people who've had a vaccine for more than a couple of weeks. Chance, what do you think?
Well, I'd like to take it a step further. Let's talk about pharmaceuticals for just a second. These big companies like Moderna and Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson, they develop on a regular basis the newest pill for the newest disease. And what happens? You see it on the ads, the TVs, the radio. You know, there's a lawsuit in place because of a pill that causes so many different side effects or has caused injury to a person or death, right? So these are pharmaceuticals, John, that have been tested through the FDA system for the entire period of time that is required, and still people are dying from it. So in this situation where it was not tested properly, rushed out there to the public, and then pushed by the mainstream media, if you don't get this, you know, you're gonna die type of thing. Well, you know, I mean, the proof is in the pudding, right, John?
It is. Well, I've said this before, but we need to hear it over and over again. No country on the planet spends anywhere close to the dollar amount per person per year on health care than the United States. No place even comes close, right, on one hand. On the other, you look at one sure sign of the overall health of any nation is how long the citizens live. That's a clear sign of how healthy the general population is. And I haven't looked at these numbers recently, but there's about 40 countries where the average citizen lives longer than they do in the United States. And something's really broken here. I think the number of vaccinations required for American children is 72 vaccinations before the age of 18. And, of course, going back to Robert Kennedy Jr., he points to the very clear and convincing evidence that vaccines cause autism. And we're killing ourselves, literally, aren't we?
We are, and not just, 72 is a lot, by the way, not just with the vaccines, but other countries as well do not accept genetically modified food in their country. There are areas,
RCs, either one.
Exactly, right. I mean, anything that is genetically modified is not allowed in the country, period, end of story. Now, we're one of the few countries out there that not only allow it, but we push it, you know, through these major food companies, and it's consumed on a daily basis, and then we wonder, again, not just the vaccines, but the food that we're putting into our temples, we wonder why we have so many problems with obesity, with childhood diseases, with ADD, ADHD. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. But there is a chart out there, John. I wish I could show it to you right now. This started back in the late 70s into the early 80s. Children, as far as obesity and as far as diseases and things like that, just the graph goes straight up after late 70s, early 80s, when a company called Monsanto entered the marketplace.
Right.
You know, those stats cannot be denied, and we are suffering because of it.
We are. The exception to those stats in the United States, the major exception that's easily findable and easily provable, is the Amish community and Amish children. I had the opportunity to visit an Amish schoolroom on a case I was working on, and these little boys and girls—they were all height, weight proportionate. They had clear complexions. They were alert, bright-eyed, and quiet and respectful. The exact opposite of the typical American schoolroom, where half or more of the children are obese. They don't have clear complexions. They don't have bright eyes. They're distracted, not paying attention. It's an amazing difference when you compare one schoolroom to another, Chance.
Agreed. And I know exactly what you're saying. We have one of those here in Fredericksburg, Texas. How about we offer a few solutions, if possible, John. For someone who has received one shot, maybe two or three boosters, is there, to your knowledge and your research, is there anything they can do to reverse some of that damage that has been caused?
Reverse which damage, sir?
From taking the clot shot. Is there anything that they can do, supplements they can take, to reverse some of that damage?
I've been looking into that diligently. There's a lot of suggestions. My friend Leon Green had a suggestion the other day. I'm not sure that there's anything that has been proven to help. I simply don't know of anything that I can rely on for my grandchildren that would help. If there was, I would attempt to get my daughter to have the whole family take that. There's lots of things that give hope that they may prove to be helpful, but nothing that's, in my opinion, that I've seen so far that's definitive.
Okay, well then generally, I'll say this. I'm working with a former bodybuilder out of Rhode Island. He actually won Mr. Rhode Island. And we're coming up with a daily fitness routine for his listeners, and I'd be happy to share that with your listeners as well. Things that you can do at home as far as cardio and strength training to build your body up better, as well as nutrition to kind of go along with that. You might not be able to remove the damage that's done, but how about we change our daily routine so that our bodies are at least, hopefully, in peak physical condition and stronger to build that immune system, start eating correct, start eating nutritious foods, get away from the sugar. And I would say for many people, get away from gluten. I mean, if you have a sandwich and it puts you to sleep, you got a problem with gluten, okay? So deal with that. Cut that out of your life. There's a new diet now out there. And I'm not a diet person, but it's called the carnivore diet. Have you heard of that, John?
Well, it sounds like one is based mostly on meat. Go ahead, sir. I don't know anything else about it.
Yeah, pretty much. You're able to eat, of course, all the meat and eggs and things like that, but you're cutting out all of the carbs, even the complex carbs. It's not for everyone, but if you are a meat eater and you're not a vegetarian or vegan, people are getting fit. They're losing weight. They're trimming down. They feel better. It's a win-win for a lot of folks that are on it. So we got a call from someone in Missouri.
Well, it looks like Lady J in Missouri. Good morning, Lady J.
Yeah, good morning. I just want to inform your listening audience that more and more on the ingredients label of most products, especially the great value products sold in Walmarts, are now saying that it carries bioengineered products. And then there's this one jar of chili garlic sauce I tried to take back to Walmart in Raleigh yesterday because I noticed that it says, California Prop 63 warning, cancer and reproduction harm. So they put these labels on these food products that are being sold to the American public, and most people don't bother to read the ingredients. And Lay's potato chips, the original form, does not carry that they have biological created products in them, but in California they have to label that they do, but all states don't require this labeling by law. So even though you buy a bag of Lay's potato chips and it doesn't have this warning on it, you still are probably eating GOM created food. So more and more, we're going to have to stop buying these foods from Walmarts, Costco, wherever, and just eat whatever we can produce on our own. So that was, and avocados and pears and even asparagus. If they have a label that says appeal, APEEL, don't buy that because this is Bill Gates' company, and he's coating avocados and pears, asparagus and stuff, with these same ingredients or chemical substances that they're putting in the vaccines. They are so determined to get this stuff into everybody in America and around the world that they are now coating the food with the same stuff that they are putting in the vaccines. And I got that information from Doug and Stacy, the Homesteaders YouTube. And that's all I wanted to contribute this morning.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your call.
I'd like to comment, if I can.
Go ahead.
To,
if you would, Chance, please.
She's absolutely correct. People do not read the ingredients on the packages. There was just a video the other day of someone putting a magnet on some ground beef at Walmart, turning it upside down, and the magnet stuck. So, oh, no. Yeah, we have to watch out for that. And she's right, this new appeal. If you see that on your produce, do not buy it. Do not buy it. Yeah, it's great for the store because the food lasts, you know, probably twice or three times as long. I'm not sure, but do not purchase this. This is not good for the human body. Unfortunately, this is what these big corporate food companies do. Folks, if you want clean food without all the toxic preservatives, with all the chemicals and all, go to simplycleanfoods.net. We've got 75 products. I'm sure you'll find some that you absolutely love that are clean, ready to go. We'll get them right to your door.
All right. We have our last break. We'll be right back.
Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen. Chance, we've got our last caller here, one of our a former RBN host. We have Chris Steiner. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi, John. Good morning. I just wanted to let you know there is some relief, according to some research, for those who've gotten the COVID shots, the mRNA shots, which are the Pfizer and Moderna shots that folks have gotten them. They're continuing to produce the spike protein, which is causing so many problems. And Dr. Peter McCullough has a formula called Base Spike Detox. Three ingredients. You can get them on your own. Nattokinase, 2,000 fibrinolytic units, or FUs, or 100 milligrams per day. And then bromelain, which is from pineapple, 500 milligrams per day. And nanocurcumin from turmeric, 500 milligrams per day. And also you can make this nattokinase from the fermented soy, which is called natto at home. You can go to a health store and get organic soybeans at the best value in the bulk department when you go and ask for a discount for a minimum order of, say, whatever the pounds are, 1, 5, 10 pounds or whatever. And usually they'll give you a 10% discount. And so you can make natto at home. And then there are other proteolytic or protein digesting enzymes. And by the way, these should be taken on an empty stomach. Papain from papaya is also good. And there's some others, other formulas or other, there's other research. But yeah, that's what seems to be the most important thing to stop it, because it's going to, there are studies showing that it's continually being produced without any signs of letting up.
Yes, that seems to be the case. Anything else, Chris?
Nope, that's it. Take care.
Okay, thanks for the call. Well, this hour has flown by. We started with some technical difficulties, got that squared away, and it's been very productive. It hasn't a chance.
It has, and boy, that sure is great information that you just passed on. I would actually encourage folks to go back and listen to the archives and write down that formula and start implementing that right away. I'm glad that there is some good research out there being done, because, again, you can't take back that vaccine. It's in you, but maybe we can use something like this to counteract some of the effects.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. We appreciate you being with us, as always, Chance, and we look forward to having you back next week. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Have a blessed day.
All right. We have a top of the hour break. We'll be back with my friend, Professor James McKinney. I've been referred to as a Renaissance man, but I regard Professor McKinney as a Renaissance man with no doubt whatsoever in my mind. Last hour, we'll have Jeff Nyquist. He is a man who should have had, during the Trump administration, a workstation in the west end of the West Wing of the White House to advise President Trump on matters involving international communism and all the machinations and schemes that are being put forth by Russia and China and other communist countries. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.